Good morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. In the Philippines today, the Mount Pinatubo volcano erupted with molten fury. Three thundering explosions sent a giant plume of ash more than 12 miles into the sky and sent red-hot lava cascading into three rivers. CBS News producer Mary Walsh tells us that for now, the evacuated U.S. Clark Air Force Base, 10 miles away, appears safe. But 600 of the 1,500 people left there fled after the explosions.
A Filipino Air Force commander who is stationed at Clark Air Base told us that the eruption was beautiful and terrorizing. It terrorized us, he said. Apparently, some of the security detail who were left behind to guard the evacuated base just got in their cars and ran when they saw the enormity of the eruption this morning. But the guards are back in place now that the danger has passed.
One U.S. sailor of Filipino descent was killed today in a traffic accident blamed on the ash cloud. Yesterday, a three-year-old boy died from sulfur fumes. As Maggie Sterner reports, man and beast are making tracks from Mount Pinatubo.
A Philippine emergency vehicle weaved its way slowly down the dirt road near Mount Pinatubo through a long parade of Filipinos riding their water buffalo and wagons filled with children, chickens, and sacks of rice. More than 20,000 people evacuated the area days earlier. Today's three eruptions filled the air, darkened the sky, and covered the ground with swirling gray ash. According to Chief Philippine Volcanologist Raimundo Punongbayan, they don't know what will happen next.
We can't tell you. I cannot time frame the next eruption, if there will be one. We just play it on a day-to-day basis.
So far, U.S. officials say neither Clark Air Base, about 10 miles from Mount Pinatubo, nor Subic Bay Naval Station have been affected, but they fear a major explosion is still coming. Maggie Sterner for CBS News, Manila.
Japanese volcanologists say the cone of Mount Unzen volcano, 620 miles southwest of Tokyo, is expanding, a sign a massive new eruption may be imminent. A new solar flare is forecast to hit the Earth about now. That massive geomagnetic storm could send power surges down electric transmission lines and oil pipelines and cause radio interference. Scientists at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington say they've developed a genetically engineered vaccine that appears to hold the AIDS virus in check. Colonel Edmund Tremont is head of research there.
We're able to make a new immune response. And that novel response may turn out to be a magic bullet that will allow us control the AIDS infection.
But at the National Institutes of Health, Chief AIDS Scientist Dr. Anthony Fauci is skeptical.
I think it's interesting from a conceptual standpoint, but at this point in time, it certainly is not a breakthrough. It needs further controlled study over a longer period of time.
The research is reported in tomorrow's New England Journal of Medicine. Voting today in the huge Russian Republic is expected to give reformer Boris Yeltsin new power to confront Mikhail Gorbachev. Jonathan Sanders reports.
Boris Yeltsin joined his countrymen this morning in making history. Never before in 1,000 years under princes, czars, or commissars have the Russian people elected their leader democratically. Yeltsin is the odds-on favorite. The only question is, will the wildly popular representative of radical change garner more than 50% of the vote today, thus avoiding a runoff election? The conservative Communist Party press feels so threatened by Yeltsin's popularity that it cranked out a last-minute smear campaign, linking him to the Italian mafia and profiteers. Nikolai Ryzhkov, the Communist Party's main man in the Stop Yeltsin fight, campaigned against the destruction of the old order. The election, he said, is not about personalities. It's about the path Russia will take into the future. The future, if the Russian people's voice is being heard correctly, will take a sharp turn away from the communist past. Jonathan Sanders, CBS News, Moscow.
Residents of Leningrad are also deciding today whether to change the name of their city back to St. Petersburg. India has resumed voting in general elections that were postponed after the assassination of Rajiv Gandhi. Both turnout and violence reported light. British Foreign Office Minister Douglas Hogg says in Damascus he's encouraged about the release of foreign hostages in Lebanon, but gave no sign it will be soon. The Tehran Times, meanwhile, reports hectic activities in Beirut that might result in the release of one or more of the American hostages. Desert Storm Commander General Norman Schwarzkopf this morning told the Senate Armed Services Committee he fought the war in a tactical intelligence void. He said President Bush was right to end the war when he did.
Some of my subordinate commanders have told me that they're thankful the war was stopped when it did, because we were really in the point where where we were really wreaking great destruction upon the enemy, and we were taking a lot of lives that didn't necessarily have to be taken.
Schwarzkopf also disclosed the coalition forces were running short of key supplies. In Geneva, United Nations Secretary General Perez de Cuellar says the UN is prepared, if necessary, to set up camps for Shiite Muslims in southern Iraq, just like those created for Kurdish refugees in the north. He added the UN is quite worried about Iranian reports that Iraq is gearing up to massacre Shiites trapped in marshes of southern Iraq. The Pentagon and State Department have played down those Iranian claims. The UN also says its effort to feed and protect Gulf War refugees is running out of money. Of the $484 million it says is needed for the job, only $141 million has been pledged. Instead of the agreed 500 UN guards in Iraq, only 50 have been sent. President Bush's 100-day deadline for enactment of major legislation on crime and highways runs out Friday. Tonight he'll be attacking Democrats for thwarting his domestic goals. Correspondent Rob Armstrong reports.
The president issued his challenge on March 6th, and House Republican leader Robert Michael told reporters that since then the House has done virtually nothing.
The crime bill remains locked away in a cell of the Judiciary Subcommittee. The highway reauthorization is on the road to nowhere.
Wisconsin Republican James Sensenbrenner says the Democrats are engaged in obstructionism.
The culprit in the House of Representatives is Chairman Jack Brooks, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. And Chairman Brooks has not even referred the bill to subcommittees.
But Democrat Charles Schumer of New York, chairman of the House Crime Subcommittee, bristles at the charges.
The president is using this issue in the crassest political of ways. I don't think he really cares about reducing crime. I think he cares about his ratings going up from 75 to 78.
There is virtually no doubt that Congress will approve a crime and highway bill before the end of the session. And it is equally certain that nobody will miss an opportunity to fire as many political rockets as possible along the way. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
U.S. Housing Secretary Jack Kemp heads to Capitol Hill this morning. He will give a progress report on HUD's cleanup efforts. He has good news to report. The department's inspector general says HUD is much cleaner now than it was 2 years ago when a major influence peddling scandal was uncovered. However, officials say there are still abuses to fight. Investigators note that in a six-month period ending in March, there were 168 criminal indictments and 174 convictions stemming from the misuse of federal housing funds. The government today is to issue its latest report on the health of the nation's savings and loan industry. It is expected to show that fewer SNLs are on the verge of failure. John Peter Smith Hospital in Fort Worth, Texas, reviews its procedures today. Its staff sent a brain-dead man to the morgue, only to have the morgue send him back because he was still breathing. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average is down 16.77 at 2969.14. It's 10 past 7.